Good afternoon, everyone. When American Roth author has written an account of his life, in that he mentioned a very good story. He said, I had an old farmhouse and I wanted to repair it. It was in a very bad shape, and so I employed one carpenter. So that carpenter came and he worked the whole day, and the day was very hectic, and whatever he was trying, it was not working somehow, and he was very troubled, and multiple things happened to him, and I could see him from a distance that this is something bad, things have happened to him, it is a tough job, and he was about to come for next few days. So by evening, the author's thought, let me drop him to his house since he worked so well, and I am also going on the same way. So he makes that carpenter sit in his car and they drive, and they reach his house. So the carpenter says, okay, thanks and all, and would you like to come for 2 minutes inside? And he said, okay. So they go inside, but the carpenter stops at the door. He doesn't go inside. And what he does, there is a small tree as if, and he makes some actions like this, collecting few things and putting over that tree. So, and he goes inside. But the moment he goes inside and the author follows him, he is a different man. He is cheerful, he is smiling, he is hugging his children and all that. He's an entirely different man. So this author is really surprised what has happened. So he asks him, can you tell me what you did before entering the house? So the carpenter said, see, you saw that small tree. I call it worry tree. What I do, I work the whole day and so many things happen throughout the day. But I don't want to take all of those things in my house. That's why what I do, every time I enter my house, I collect all those worries and as if I'm hanging them over that tree. And then I enter my house. So the author says, but the worries are still hanging there. So he says, okay. But the next time, next day when I come out, and I take them, I find that they have become much lesser. See, the author has written, see, the small, ordinary carpenter, but what a tactic, what a technique he has used. He created something imaginary, and whilst before he enters his home, he doesn't want to carry forward whatever worries, whatever stresses, whatever tension, whatever things which are happening in life, all the problems, as if he's hanging on that imaginary tree, and then he goes inside. And next day, he says, I take that bag again. But then it is lesser this time. So, you know, this is, story has come in some book, and I really loved it for the very reason that every person finds out or invents his own way to come out, to get rid of the stress which he is having. And at present, we are living in the world of stress. It's our life is from B to D. You know what is B to D? It's from birth to death. And there is one C in between. And that C is choice. What we choose to be. How we choose ourselves to be. How we want ourselves to be in this life. What is my self-image? What I am doing in life? These are some of the questions that should come to us. There's one very good author, another author, Joshua Lipman, when he was very young, 20 year, he made a list of things he wants to achieve in life. Wealth, house, good wife, children, this, name, fame, glory. And he took that list to a wise man who was residing there somewhere in America, and he's told him, this is the list I want to achieve in life, so that there should not be any repentance that I have not achieved this thing which I should have. So that man, he looks at the list, he takes the pen and makes a cross. Everything is useless. He says, what? The wise man says, one thing is missing. And what is that thing? He just writes, peace of mind. You have not included peace of mind in the list of things you want to achieve in life. Though you have achieved everything, though you have achieved name, fame, glory, though you have achieved wealth, property, everything you have, but unless and until you have this particular thing, how can you be a successful person? So the definition of successful person is not about the outside things. It is something that we achieve within us. It is something that is within us. What I am feeling within, when I am alone, calm, what do I feel like to do? There are so many questions of life. Have I answered them? There are many philosophers in the world. They have thought about life. There are many people in the world right now trying to understand life, but they don't. So, is there a way out? Can we live in this stressful world and yet be healthy, and yet be happy, and yet be peaceful? Yes, there is definitely some way out. One philosopher, his name was Immanuel Kant. He was German. Whole day he used to think about life, life, life. And he was somewhere too much pessimistic because of his continuously thinking about life. He writes that one night, whole night I was awake. Early in the morning I decided to go out, and he was going through some garden, and it was 3 a.m. in the morning. The gardener thought, who is this at this point? So he comes out with a torch and says, who are you? What are you doing? What do you want? From where have you come? Immanuel Kant says, these are the questions I am searching. Who I am? What I am doing? From where I have come? What I have to do in life? These are the very questions I don't know. The answers to these questions. So, we will try to understand some of the questions of life. We will try to understand the different stresses that we are going through and what we should do in order to have a very calm and peaceful existence. So, before I begin the future talk, I would love all of you to just sit alert. We will have just a moment of silence. All of you can close the eyes if you want. Both legs relax. Body totally relax. Free yourself. From all the external influences. Let me go within myself. Who I am. What I am. What is the goal of this life? Total silence. I see a huge screen in front of me. The picture of my whole life is on the screen. I see my childhood, my parents, my home, I am growing up. My school, my friends. What were my dreams? What ambitions? My college life, what I wanted to achieve. I see all the good moments of my life. I am seeing all the bad times also. I see my present condition, my workplace, my home, my family. Every day is traveling. Have I missed something in life? Am I peaceful? Am I happy? What is in the depth of my heart? Today, let me stop for a while and think and reflect. Let me come back to myself. To my own self. And the moment I come to myself, I feel so much peaceful, so much love within me. These moments of silence, please open the eyes. Few students complained to their professor that life is so stressful. What should we do? We are not understanding what to do. That professor took a glass of water and he held like this. And he asked, what is the weight of this glass? So different answers were given, 20 gram or like that. He said, if I keep holding this glass for 1 hour, is the weight going to change? They said no. If I hold this glass for 4 hours, what is going to happen? Many said that it will become heavy. If I keep on holding this glass the whole day, probably an ambulance would be needed to be called. In the similar manner, whatever stresses, whatever worries and whatever stress tensions we have, if we keep on holding them for a long time, they will cause us pain. And that's why there are two types of stresses, acute and chronic. Chronic is something which is there for a long time, unresolved, undiffused. And acute is something, sometimes it is helpful. Acute sometimes, okay, you have deadlines, you have to do this particular work. you have an emergency, you have so many things to be done, or suddenly some health problem, something or something. Sometimes, okay, acute is okay, but chronic one, if it remains for a long time, it turns into frustration, it turns into depression. And I see in our clinical practice, so many people, every month, you know, Mount Abu is a tourist place. People come there for enjoyment. They come there for enjoyment, get a heart attack and come to us. They come there for some other purpose. It's an international tourist place. People keep on coming. They come, they develop stroke, and they come to us. Why? Because life is not as it was before. You know, there was a time 20 years back when I used to see patients in OPD. There would be hardly, if it is a 4 hours OPD, one or two heart patients. Now every alternate patient is diabetic, every alternate patient is hypertensive, every young patients. Recently we had a 20-year-old boy who came for enjoyment in Mount Abu, kept on drinking the whole night, and he developed chest pain. His friends thought it is some gas or acidity. But then he kept on drinking antacid. The whole night he drank. But then till morning it was not resolved. So he was brought to the hospital. And all his friends were drunk. We took him in the ICU. ECG was taken out. It was acute inferior wall MI. It was an acute heart attack. At the age of 20. Look at the lifestyle. Everything haphazard. He was in some IT company working, and they had come for some picnic there. So life is no more as it was before. Every alternate patient hypertensive, every alternate patient diabetic, and stresses are increasing. So stress is something, how we react. And the best example is, you know, roller coaster. In that, two persons are sitting, for example. One is grabbing it. He is fearful. He has a fear that he might fall down. Other person is swinging his hands in air and enjoying it. Now this is all with the stress. How we are taking it. I am the one who is fearful and grabbing it, or I am the one who is enjoying it. So how we take these things as, it depends everything upon that. What are my reactions? So we will see certain methods, certain techniques, I will say, that will help us relieve ourselves of all the stresses of life so that we can have a very, very healthy existence. The first thing is acceptance. Have I accepted things which are happening around me? Most of the times I have not. And acceptance, don't think that acceptance means I am accepting defeat. Acceptance is that thing. Suppose you are working in some place and there are very tough people around you. You are in your family, a lot of conflicts going on. Acceptance is not that you accept defeat. Acceptance is not that you don't want to change things. Acceptance is against, one is acceptance, another is resistance. If you resist, you keep on suffering. There are people you have to accept. There are persons you have to accept. There is a place you have to accept. There are circumstances which you have to accept, which you cannot change. At least for that moment. The moment acceptance comes in life, automatically we become peaceful. At present, if we analyze, probably we have not accepted the realest person who is with us. We can't stand his company or her company. We have not accepted her or him because we feel his nature is entirely different. Just a small act of acceptance and life becomes peaceful. Most of the stresses are because of non-acceptance of persons, places. I come to one place and I don't accept that place. There is a resistance in my mind about that place. And the same thing keeps on going for a very long time. It turns into chronic stress. And then someday such a thing happens. There was a time, as I was mentioning, only old people used to get heart attacks and all. But now, more and more younger generation is getting involved. And they are living so stressful life. Young person, just before coming to this place, I had one young boy, 30 year. He came to me, he said, why? I said, what is the problem? He said, headache. 3 days I'm having continuous headache. We have come for sightseeing, but headache. I checked, his blood pressure was 220 over 150. Any family history? No. Nothing. Such a high blood pressure. What is his job? He's in some business. Can you sleep? No sleep from last few months. Continuously phone calls and continuously thinking of customers. And blood pressure so high. He thought it is because of some psychological problem, but it was blood pressure which was so high. He had to be admitted. We had to admit him in ICU. Later on called his parents, who came rushing, "Oh, what has happened to our son?" And remember, when we fall sick, we become so helpless. I see critically ill patients. I'm an intensivist who looks after ICU. So I see all critically ill patients on ventilator, on inotropes, on dialysis and all those things. Patient doesn't reach that stage suddenly. There is a procedure. There is a way they create themselves to the graveyard. There was one doctor, you know what he used to do? You can see his photo on the internet also. If any patient would come to him and who is living uncontrolled lifestyle, he had dug a grave and he would ask him to keep one foot there and take his photograph. This is what you are. And hang it in your office. One foot in the grave and one outside. Now keep on seeing this every day. That's how he used to do. So the first thing is acceptance. Accept the things which you cannot really change. And small, just a thought, okay, I accept. You go to a place, it's so humid, very hot. Two persons are going. One is continuously saying, "It's too hot, it's too hot, it's too hot, it's too hot." He becomes unhappy. There's another who says, "Okay, I accept this." And his stay becomes peaceful. Because just a thought that, yes, I have accepted this. This is the place I have to work, and I accept the people, all those who are here. Probably we have put, not in the mobile, but in our mental reject list, so many people. Please unblock them from here. Remove from the reject list, mental reject list. Okay, because every person, we all are actors here. This is a drama. Shakespeare says the world is a stage, we all are actors. Every actor has a different part. And for that matter, you know what Khalil Gibran had said in one of his poems, "Your children are not your children. They are from you, but not for you. Don't force your desires on them." They are different actors, their part is different, different recording is there in them. So everyone is a different. Everyone has different specialities, everyone has some virtue or some weakness, some fault, some defects. Just as I have some defects and I don't want others to discuss about it, they also have some defects. I must accept them. To what extent I am accepting them depends. So the first thing to relieve stress is acceptance. Wholeheartedly accept. Accept doesn't mean that you are accepting defeat or you are bowing down in front of them. No. Okay, they are different person. I respect them. I respect your opinion. Doesn't mean that I'll follow you, but I respect. Yes, it's good. First thing. The second thing is balance. We have the tendency to swing like pendulum, like this. We don't stay at one place. We swing on that side, sometimes this extreme, sometimes that extreme, sometimes this extreme. The aim of life is to come to strike a balance. Balance in sleep, in food. These are very important two things. Sometimes overeating, sometimes not eating. Sometimes too much sleeping, sometimes no sleeping. These are the two things you should decide. These are the hours I want to sleep, and my sleep should be okay. These are why we suffer from insomnia. So many of the people. Recently we had a patient. She said to me that she has not slept from last 30 years. 30 years. What she is doing? Taking sleeping pills. What she is doing? Taking antidepressants. But with that also, the doctor keep on increasing the doses. She can't sleep. We tried to find out why it is like that. She said, "I am in deep depression. So these tablets are not working." We tried to talk with her, did some spiritual counseling sessions. We found out that 30 years back, this lady was in love with one man. And her sister, whom she loved too much, married that man because she also loved that man. And because she used to love her sister too much, she didn't say anything. But she nurtured a strong hatred for her sister because she snatched away her man. And then this lady joined some spiritual institution. And she became very spiritual and gave up those old lifestyle and adopted new lifestyle, leading life of meditation and all this. But this one thing remained in her, that she could not forgive her sister. And she loved her sister too much, but she had a strong hatred within. So when she came to us, we told her, every day visualize, wake up in the morning and for a few days visualize your sister in front of you and that you have forgiven her. And when she did that, after a long time, she said, today I'm getting sleep because I had not forgiven my sister. So probably we are keeping some strong negative point for somebody in our minds. Not for his sake, for our own sakes, we have to forgive him. So I was talking about balance. To keep this balance is very important. See, where I am going in extremes, come back to the center. You know, if I draw a circle like this, if we are here, most of the time we are living on the periphery, on the orbit. This is our job, our work, our house, our everything. But where are we? We are here somewhere, a very peaceful person at heart. But we are away from our own self and we are moving on the orbit somewhere. The journey of life is to come from the orbit, from the circumference to the point. And this is the where you will get eternal peace. Otherwise, no. Otherwise, life is so hectic, so many things, so many deadlines to meet, so many things to do. But a moment of silence is needed. Just a moment of silence. And for that, balance is must. The third thing to do to relieve stress is creativity. Do something very new. One is to get up in the morning, to read newspaper, to rush for the job, and to finish the job, all the activities, go back, a lot of traveling, house. Can we come out of this in between? Can we do something new, something which we never did before? Some good acts, some acts of goodness. Something like writing, something like singing, dancing, or anything it could be. Something new, every day something new. This writing is such a good thing, you know. How many of you love writing? Free writing. Composing poems? Left far behind. I often give the example of a 70-year-old lady. She wrote a very beautiful book, Sense of Wonder. And what she did, at the age of 70, she realized, I have not lived my life. Life is so empty. So she made a friendship with 3-year-old boy. 3 year. And she said, I will do everything what the 3-year-old boy does. And she followed that boy for next 2 years, till the boy became 5-year-old. If the boy is crawling, she is also crawling. If the boy is putting thumb in the mouth, she is also doing like that. She followed him. And she came out with that book, Sense of Wonder. She said, I am amazed, I am surprised. What all things I missed in life. Little boy, I miss thee with thy sudden smile. I missed my childhood. In all the stresses, where everything, where the real me is, I am lost. Let me come back to myself. So do something new, an absolutely new thing which you have never done. What are those new things? Find out the list. Think. These are bring some creativity. Even in the job, wherever you are doing. You know, we went to one in India once we were traveling. We went to one shop and the person was selling soft drinks. So how he was doing, he took that Limca bottle, first did like this 2-3 times, singing some song, and then taking glass, and then pouring it from here like that, and then doing like this. He was so happy. He invented that way of happiness. Because he knew that his job is so stressful, so many customers are coming throughout the day. Somebody's fighting, somebody's doing something. So he invented his own way of staying happy. An old man was dying, one guru was dying. His disciple asked, Master, I never saw you unhappy throughout the life. What is the secret? Tell me before you die. You have to tell me. He said that I learned one secret in life. What was the secret? His name was Abdullah. He said, the moment I get up in the morning, I ask myself, Abdullah, what do you want? Happiness or unhappiness? Choice. Then I myself reply, oh, I want happiness. Okay, so be happy throughout the day. Behave in a happy manner. Don't do anything that will make you unhappy. So whole day then he stays unhappy. He said, this practice, I made it a habit. Early morning I wake up, Abdullah, what you want? Happiness, unhappiness. What you want? Peace or peacelessness? What you want? A easy life or disturbed life? If you want disturbance in life, go and start giving corrections to people. Very easy way of creating enemies. Tell people, I saw you, you were sleeping. I saw you, your weight is increasing. You don't look good. I saw your clothes are not good. If you want to create lot many enemies in life, sit and start giving corrections. Start sending comments. Online abuses is a very dangerous thing. Very dangerous thing. Earlier days, wars were fought outside the villages. Now they are fought on social media. Everyone is fighting on social media. One comment and then 100 comments. That itself becomes a stress. So, creativity. Bring something new in life. Can you tell me one thing which you would like to bring newness? Anything for right now, what you think of? Just anything. Any idea you're getting? Yes? Anyone? Something new, which you have never done before.
Dancing.
Huh? Dancing. Dancing. You know, we were recently in Malaysia. I saw people that, what is that? Tai Chi. Tai Chi. So nicely they would think this. So nice that was. So do something new. Unless and until newness comes in life, the stress is not going to go away. And as I said, chronic stress leads to so many issues. So many people suffering from so many diseases today. Next, fourth, digital detox. Digital detox. You know, there was a man, he would sleep and he would see one dream. What was the dream? All the wild animals below his bed. Snakes, dragon, this, crocodile, this. He used to, every time he would get up pounding. Thak, 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 thak. And the moment he's going, he is so unhappy. Again, the same dreadful dream. People would choose, why don't you consult doctor? He said, I have consulted all the neurologists, all the psychologists, all the psychiatrists, everybody, nobody is giving any solution to my problem. Every night, the same dream. Which dream? Deadly animals. And then one day, he was so happy and joyfully moving out. People said, hey, what happened? He said, my problem is solved. How come? He said, my brother came from far away. He is a carpenter and he cut the four legs of my bed. And now there are no animals. No dreadful dreams. TV, social media, internet. TV, social media, internet, and I would say separately WhatsApp. These are the four legs to use them is okay, but to get drowned in them is dangerous. Recently in Bangalore in India, there is an institute, NIMHANS, a very big neurological institute. NIMHANS is very famous. A young girl got admitted there for what? Texting addiction. Texting. It has become an addiction. She writes messages almost uncontrollably, 8 to 9 hours. Keeps on typing all the time, like this. Continuous. That has become an addiction. So this is good, but we should not get drowned in that. That's why learn to stay offline. Sometimes, at least morning hours, at night, evening hours, for some time, so that you can be with yourself. That's why it said, disconnect to reconnect. Disconnect from the world for some time. Disconnect from this world and reconnect to your own soul. What is happening to me? What's happening in my inner world? Let me stop for some time. The next is exercising. A person is exercising. He is unhappy. Does exercise. After exercise, he cannot remain the same. Some changes happen in the body. So take out some time and go for exercising. Take out some time, go for exercising. Early in the morning, it's the best time. Little stretching, and that will help you. Any exercise, whether it's pranayama, asana, or whichever, which you know. But that's must. And the next thing is forgive and forget. Forgive and forget. So we'll again do a short meditation session. Just sit alert. You can close your eyes. I'm back to the center. And from this center, I see the periphery, the orbit, my work, my job. My family. The people whom I come in contact every day. I'm seeing those people who hurt me, traumatized me, did not help me, did not love me, laid false blames on me, sometimes deceived me. Today, my heart is full of compassion for them, and I forgive them all unconditionally. For my own sake, because my very nature is peace, I cannot bear grudge against anyone. I see them all and I forgive them today. Now I see those people whom I hurt a lot. Always I spoke bitter words to them. They were always kind and considerate to me. But I hated them. Sometimes I deceived them, broke their heart. And today I ask them for pardon. Because till then I cannot become peaceful. Without their blessings, how can I have a peaceful life? And I'm seeing that happily they are forgiving me. And they have become my friends again. Now I see that group of people who always helped me. My colleagues, my boss, my juniors, my wife, my husband, my children, my parents, everyone. And I say from the depth of my heart a big thank you to all of them. Did I really thank them for all they did for me? I don't think yes. So today, I thank them all. The attitude of gratitude. open the eyes. So the method is forgive and forget. Whatever that has happened. Put a full stop now. Don't carry the past. Long we have carried. Long we have bothered ourselves. Now I want to be compassionate on myself. I am the person who needs my own compassion. How long I will trouble myself, torment my own soul. Let me come out from this guilt consciousness. If you feel that there was some person whom you hurt badly, no need to go to him, but mentally immerse him in front of your eyes every day at a fixed time, maybe early in the morning, and ask for pardon. The vibrations will reach him soon. Thoughts are things. Thoughts have vibrations. Every thought I'm thinking is going around and creating some vibrations. Now you all are sitting here. The atmosphere is not the same as it was before you were sitting. Now it has become charged. It has become powerful. There's one Dr. Emoto in Japan. He did a lot of experiments on water. What he did, took a glass of water, wrote love. Took another glass of water, wrote hate. Like this, many different things. And next day, he saw the pattern which was created with this particular specific machine. He saw that you can go on internet and search Dr. Emoto's. Where the hate was written, a very dirty pattern was created. Where love was created, written, a very beautiful pattern was created. So just see, our thoughts or words have effect on even water. And we are living beings. So what I think, if I have a very strong hatred for somebody, and I continuously hate him, think about, though I am not saying anything, but that person will feel that vibrations. And if I have a lot of love for somebody, some selfless love, that person will automatically feel that this is not a normal person. He has a lot of love for me. So that vibrations of love will reach. There used to be one island somewhere. What those people used to do, those Adivasis, those aboriginals, villagers, if there is a tree and they wanted to cut that tree, they want that tree to be removed, they all would gather around the tree for every day. And they would start abusing the tree. And after 1 month, the tree would fall down on its own. That story has been recorded. Thoughts, words have effect even on trees, on water. So will they not have effect on other souls who are spirit, who are consciousness? So first, send the vibes of love. Many times you feel, you don't speak to anybody, but you feel very nice to be in that person's company. You feel a very strong bond, very strong attachment. So nice to be with him. Though he has not done anything for you. You don't even know that person. But you still feel. Because there are some souls, some people in the world, having good wishes for everyone. So selfless is their heart. So F is forgive and forget. The next is gratitude. As I said, have gratitude. You know, that's why they maintain a gratitude journal. Have I said thanks to my wife, to my children ever, for whatever they did for me? Have I said thanks to my friend, my boss, my company, my everything? No. There's an ingrate spirit sitting within. And that is the cause of stress. Just express thank you. Whether even if you don't express, no need. Just say it in mind. That I am really blessed soul. I am thankful to everyone. I am thankful to God. I am thankful to nature. I am thankful to everything. I am thankful even to those people who created obstacle in my path. Even those people who were greatest hindrance in my path. Because they taught me so many things. Friends have not taught me those many things. As my criticizers have taught me. My opposers, those my critics, they are my real friends actually. The more they opposed me, the more strong I became. I went through new experience because of them. So I am thankful even to them. So, thankfulness. And then H is habits. Create some new habit. And habit, it takes 3 days or 21 days to form. Find out whatever habit you see in other, somebody is having particular thing very nice. Just take that habit, write it down, and then start working on that habit. One of the habits I will tell you is get up early in the morning. It's so fresh. Get up early in the morning and go for a long walk. You will not remain the same person after the walk. And what you have to do in walk? Not to take somebody and start talking with him. Go alone. That is very important. Otherwise, you will catch somebody and they both go gossiping. Our boss has done that, boss has done that, he is doing like that. We will see him, we will deal with the war. I will see each one of you. Not like that. Walking means silent walk. Walking means you are going alone. Very calm, very silent. Not talking with anyone, talking with self. What you have to do? Self-talk, self-analysis, self-accounting, soul-searching. Talk with yourself. Oh, my mind, what are you doing? You know, in Mount Abu, there is one brother. What he had, on his mirror, he wrote, "Oh, you fool," and his name. What are you doing? What are you supposed to do and what are you doing? It's self-talk, to remind himself that I have to do this. So, long walk. And then, interrupting with the stressors. Find out the stressors. Make a list of stressors. Is it meeting? The moment I enter the meeting, I am a different person. After the meeting, I am hot. I am a different man. Is it the meeting which is the stressor? Can I change my attitude during the meeting? Can I become less bossy or less egoistic? Okay, let me accept their opinion. Otherwise, what I am saying is the right. You have to follow all of you. Not that attitude. Can I change? Is the meeting the stressor? Is my boss the stressor? Are my children the stressor? Is the traveling the stressor? The greatest stressor, you know, is traveling nowadays. Not in this country, most of the countries, I will say, or here also. Road rage, anger, road anger. So much increasing in so many countries. So many fights just on road because of that stress. The next is journey. Time is getting up. Should I stop or just you tell me? Okay, I'll take 5 more minutes. So, journey is one thing. Go to new places. Venture into new places. Go out of your comfort zone increases. Don't see that. Okay, this much only I will. Travel. But travel in the way that you enjoy the beauty of nature. Love nature, go to nature. Nature is something you spend time in nature every day. Sit, go in the garden, see the beautiful flowers. Go somewhere, sit at the shore, in some sea, or somewhere, hear the chirping of the birds, the loveful sounds of nature, the waterfall, the mountains, something that will make you so calm internally, very peaceful. For some time, make a fixed time. Early morning hours are very good. Evening even is good. But you have to steal some solitude. You have to steal some silence. Silence means stay calm within yourselves. Enjoy your own company. Love yourself. Motivate yourself. Know yourself. Talk with yourself. Though somebody is thirsty within me, let me quench the thirst of that inner myself. Live in this moment, not in the past. Come to the present. The past and future are pseudo time. They're not the real time. The real time is now. Stay happy now in this moment. Make a resolution that I don't want my life to continue like this. Because as you said, every one of us is experiencing stress. But as I said, 2 persons in the roller coaster, one is enjoying with hands up. Another is holding and grabbing. I might fall down. Not that way. Bring something new. Read something new. Learn meditation, relaxation techniques. Meditation is such a beautiful thing. It doesn't mean that you sit at one place. You can walk and meditate. You are talking and still meditating. You are speaking and meditating. You are listening and meditating. It is not the state of doing something. It's a state of being. Being what I am. At the center I am. Very peaceful person. Very calm person. Very loveful person. This is what my real nature is. That's why you must have seen that whenever you go to any temple, any peaceful place, why you feel so nice there? Because vibrations are very strong. Because that is our real nature, to be peaceful. And when we fight, when we are angry, just imagine you are angry for 1 hour. Can you remain angry for 24 hours? Never. Because that's not our nature. And after every bout of anger, every person repents. Yeah, I must not have said this. I said too much. It was his mistakes were much lesser, and what I said was much, much, much more. And in anger, we become mad. Anger is a state of temporary madness. Temporary madness. If a video is taken, and see that video, early next day, early in the morning, you see what is happening. You will not feel like to see yourself. This is not me, you will say. So, cool down. And the last thing I would like to share, when Dale Carnegie, he was one of the biggest author, once he gave a lecture on Abraham Lincoln on radio. It was broadcasted everywhere. He received a letter in the evening, and that lady was saying, what things you told about Abraham Lincoln, half of that was wrong. And Abraham Lincoln said, this person said, I have researched so much on Abraham Lincoln, how can I, what I have written is wrong? He became so angry with that letter and he thought, I have to answer this lady now. And he wrote a very poisonous letter. Poisonous. Very dangerous letter to answer her back. But it was too late at night. He thought, I will post it tomorrow. So he kept it. So next day he took out to post it. But he thought, let me read it once. And he said, hey, it's too much. I should be little lesser harsh. So he said, I will write again. So he wrote another letter, but that too very dangerous, to show her what she is answering. She doesn't know anything and she is teaching me. I have researched so much. And he wrote a letter. But then again he thought, let me wait for another 24 hours. Let's see what happens. So he kept that letter below, his pillow. Next day again, he took out that letter and he about to post. But he said, okay, even this is too much. Let me write another letter. He wrote another letter. For 1 week, he kept on doing this. And the last letter which he posted and which he wrote to her was, dear, I am very much thankful to you that whatever you have said is right. I must research more. It was my fault. I have gone somewhere wrong. And then that lady came next day and they became lifelong friends for the whole, lifelong friends. Just imagine if he had sent the first letter, what would have happened? Friction, struggle, war. And one last line I'm telling all of you, which you can just write here permanently. In the war of ego, the winner is loser. In the war of ego, the winner is loser. And loser is winner. So, live life lovefully, gracefully, applying these few principles, and what I have told is just a drop in ocean. Now go and explore this topic. Go and explore this subject. Seek solitude, seek silence, go for a walk, do some exercising, bring some newness in life. And as I said about the past and people who have come in your life, see this in the screen of life, the last things. Okay? So last 2 minutes meditation, then we'll finish. Just sit alert again. This last 2 minutes meditation, and then we are winding it up. I am a very peaceful soul. I am a very loveful soul. Very calm, very quiet. My whole life has become peaceful, free of stress. I am enjoying radiant health. My whole body is full of strength, energy, and vigor. Let me begin a new life from today. A life of newness, of meditation, silent contemplation, of divine health, love. I see peace everywhere around me. My workplace, my meetings, my travel, my family. Everything has become peaceful.